Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome on board On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan, as the man with the deep voice said. With me today is Steve Kushaloff as Mark Lawrence takes a day off. We invite your calls. It's an open phone day. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel Wharf. Find out lots more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturdays, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You know what kind of cars and trucks and things they sell there? Well, they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, and they are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. And if that ain't enough, friends, they're a master towing service with decades of experience. We invite you to stop by the Sunbury Motor Company. Tell them we sent you. And I'm sitting where Mark normally sits, and for some reason he has 17 napkins here. I know he takes his shoes off during the program. I didn't know that he was sneaking food in here as well.
Well, Joe, I see you've got some kind of a beverage there.
Diet Pepsi.
Okay, well,
caffeine-free.
I can't see the label, so I'm just going to have to take your word for it. But I know you're essentially an honest person, so I'll take your word for that. So maybe Mark thinks that you're going to spill your beverage.
Well, that could possibly happen.
Well, listen, you know, we don't often get a lot of phone calls in the first half hour, so I've got a little bit of a rant here.
Oh, you're going to rant, are you?
Well, I'll tell you.
Is that in your contract that you're allowed to rant?
Oh, listen, I'm a guest, so I can virtually do anything that I
Well, as long as I let your microphone on.
That's
Remember,
true.
Mark's always shutting mine off, so I do have that power.
Yeah.
But go ahead. If
okay.
you want to rant, Steve,
it's,
have at it.
It's not exactly a rant. It's just kind of a pet peeve.
Okay.
And I think you might even agree with this because it's a pet peeve about social media. Now in this case it's Facebook. People put just anything on Facebook, and I have to admit, Joe, even I on occasion have been guilty.
I've seen some of your posts, buddy. They're pretty provocative.
I know, but what I appreciate is that you always respond by saying, right on, way to go,
right,
Steve.
Yeah, right. In your dreams.
I love that. So somebody put a post, and it said that approximately 450,000 people in California were rejected for jury duty because they're not citizens. However, they are on the voter rolls. They are registered voters. Now, that would make your blood boil, wouldn't it, Joe? That would get you
ticked
off.
Does mine.
Okay. So, I responded to the person who posted this. I said, would you please tell me where you got this? Would you tell me what the source is? The person responded by saying, I was just sharing. There's no particular source, and they never did. They never put the source. It was something they found on the internet, probably from somebody else's Facebook page, and they simply copied it and pasted it into their own. And this, Joe, this is a problem with social media. And forget the politics of it. It's on both sides.
Why is it a problem?
It's a problem because people are putting information that probably is false from both political sides.
But there's no law against publishing something that's not correct.
Joe, let's my gosh, we're only 7 minutes into the show and you're already going to try to gaslight me or whatever the phrase is?
I'm not gaslighting. I've never heard that one.
So, we can talk about
gas
that later.
Gaspipe you, I think it is, isn't it?
No, not gas wipe.
Pipe.
Gas
pipe.
Light. No, it's not gas pipe.
Well, in
it's
any
gas
event.
Light.
But seriously, if I make a statement, something I believe, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm putting out false information. It's something, for whatever reason, I've come to believe.
Oh, absolutely. And if it says, my name is, if my name is Joe McGranahan and this is my position on something, this is what I think. That's fine. It's also fine if you say, here is something that I found, and then you cite the source. And if I have a problem with it, I can go back to that source, and my argument at that point is not with you, it's with the source. But in this case, people are putting out a hogwash, and there's no source, and you could tell from the responses to this post that there were people who were outraged. Is this for real? Somebody said, well, maybe it is for real, maybe it's not. But this is the problem that I have. You got false information.
But is it false? You haven't been able to pin that down.
That's right, I haven't.
Maybe it's true,
but who knows? And I'll tell you what, until I can find out if it's false.
Did you try
or not,
Googling it?
I did not, Joe. But I'll tell you, I have tried in the past. People have, on this program, have given me information, and I went on the Google machine, couldn't find it. So, okay.
I've done the same thing.
Right.
I mean, somebody tells me something, I look it up. I don't accept it at face value.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't think the spread of false information is a negative thing.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. If you post something on the internet, for example, I find some of the posts of Occupy Democrats to be quite offensive. And some of my liberal friends post them. I think you've posted one or two from time to time.
What?
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you've posted occasional things from Occupy Democrats. And if I disbelieve them, I'll look them up. And I think that's my personal responsibility. I mean, I could either be a good Democrat and just pass it on to everybody else, or I could look it up, especially when somebody cites a statistic or a number that is usually available somewhere.
Yeah.
And if there's been a news story about it, it's amazing to me how fast Google will pick that up.
So the responsibility can enter into the equation in a couple different places. In your case, the responsibility, you're taking it upon yourself, which is fine. You see something, you question it, you look it up. I'm saying the responsibility comes before that. The responsibility is before you post information, you try to determine if it's accurate. And if you just want to go ahead and post it, that's okay too, but at least cite where you got it from.
Well, I mean, there have been times when people have posted something. I looked it up on Snopes or something. Now, some people believe Snopes is left-wing and lies. I don't know. I've never found them to be totally inaccurate. So I'll look something like that up, and if I think they were wrong, I will say to them, you know, according to what Snopes says, you've got this wrong. That's up to them whether they want to correct it or not, you know.
Sure.
And I have no particular reason or responsibility for correcting an error I find on the internet. If I find it personally offensive, I probably will, but if it's inconsequential, I'll let it pass.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, too, we all put stuff on the internet that is just purely insulting to people of political persuasions that we don't believe in, and you know, that I certainly have been guilty of, and I can live with that.
Well, as I've often said about you, dear friend, you'd like to throw the bomb and then stand back and watch the explosion.
Number one, I have never heard you say that about me.
I said that to you here one day.
Did you? Okay. No, I don't think so. I wouldn't call myself a bum.
You post something provocative, and then you stand back, and your fellow, your friends on Facebook tear each other apart for a period of time.
Well, I have been accused of that. Okay, so you didn't mean you did not literally mean a bomb.
No, I meant a political bomb or a verbal bomb, if
you
will.
Yeah, and I've been accused of that. Some of my friends have said that I do that.
Now, you're very social with respect to posting political thought and views on your Facebook page. I don't. I mean, I join Facebook because I like to find out what my friends are doing. I like to hear about their grandchildren. I like to know what's going on in their life. I don't particularly care what they ate for dinner last night, and I have quite a few people who post that kind of minutia. Mm-hmm. I find that I don't know, nihilistic.
Hey, I've said for years that if it wasn't for kitty cats, we wouldn't even have the internet. And I guess you could add grandkids to that.
Well, and it's become so commercialized. I mean, almost every other post is an ad for something that you might be interested in. I think the original idea was good, you know. But when you look at some of the things that are promoting, I agree with you that false information is a problem. We apparently had that in the last election. How many people did it influence? How many people voted based on false information? We'll never know.
No.
Because I can't walk into you and maybe a post-voting interview say to you, Steve, why did you vote for Mr. Smith?
Sure.
And you said, well, I saw a mime or a meme on Facebook that said his opponent was a communist or something like that. And so you voted for him. And maybe it was totally wrong, but, you know, we'll never know.
No, and for that matter, too, to be honest, throughout history, plenty of votes have been cast based on false information. It could have been your neighbor who gave you, did you hear what candidate X said? And you hear that and you say, well, I'm voting against candidate X. So there's always been false information. I'll tell you, as far as the ads on Facebook, what I get a kick out of is, and we've talked about this, you can look something up. Like lately, I have been looking up on the internet long-sleeved golf shirts. And boy, I'll tell you, Joe, it didn't take an hour.
No, before you started getting ads.
Before I started getting ads. I almost get a kick out of that.
Everything you search for in Amazon within 2 minutes, you're right, you got six or seven ads popping up. Well, we've let you do your rant. We have callers coming in, or we'll have some callers coming in. We can't probably get through the day without mentioning Tom's email, which we will, before we take a break, we'll let you mull on this. Tom says, number one, open a new folder on your computer. Number two, name it the Republicans. Number three, send it to the recycling bin. Number four, empty the recycling bin. Number five, your computer will ask you, do you really want to get rid of the Republicans? Number six, firmly click yes. Seven, feel better. P.S. The demagogue is the one who preaches doctrines he knows to be untrue to men he knows to be idiots. And that's an H.L. Mencken quote from Tom. We'll take that break. We invite your comments. 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us, as two people have done, at 70236. We'll get to those when we return.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services. Now everyone's connected with unlimited calling, conferencing, and mobile synergy, along with easy upgrades and 24/7 support, so your office is everywhere you are. How you handle it is up to you. Cloud-based voice service from the same people you already trust for all your data needs. Pentella Data. Call or click to find out more.
Evangelical Community Hospital wants to make breast screening more convenient for busy women who are on the go. Two nights during October will be dedicated to after-hours screenings at the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health. On Thursday, October 17th and Tuesday, October 22nd, the Center for Breast Health will stay open and take appointments until 7 p.m. All women over the age of 40 who are due for their annual mammogram are encouraged to attend. To schedule an appointment, call 570-522-4200.
Susquehanna Smart Drive wants you to stay safe on the roads.
Hi, I'm Sydney Hackenberg from Danville. Imagine driving for 4 or 5 seconds while blindfolded. That can be the effect of looking down to send a text message. And the average time it takes to check a text message, a car traveling 60 miles per hour will cover more than the length of a football field. Kids, talk to your parents about being responsible drivers. Always keep your full attention to the task at hand. Driving.
Proud supporters of Susquehanna Smart Drive, Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and WKOK.
What would you like to be better at?
Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga.
According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review. Plus, earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Matt McLoyne, and our high school football roundtable today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. Mark Lawrence has the day off. So, Steve, I know you are a big supporter of Sleepy Joe Biden. Mm. He's down to his last $8 million.
Yeah.
We talked about the debate yesterday, but I am curious, you know, as a Biden supporter, you have to be concerned about his precipitous decline here.
Well, I guess, as a Biden supporter, I would say I'm not alarmed, and I'm not exactly surprised either. For one thing, at least if you look at the the social media world, the progressive Democrats, they want no part of him. I think Biden to some degree is treated unfairly. And the one example that I gave you the other night during the debate, he meant to use the word exponentially. He mispronounced it. It came out exponentially. Okay, big deal. And yet I saw one comment after another from people criticizing him for saying exponentially. You gave me a piece. We came in, the winners and losers from the debate. This particular writer listed Biden as a loser in the debate.
Biggest loser.
Yeah, the biggest loser. And I saw there were others who did the same. And let me see here. It says the reason this fella says Biden was the biggest loser, he was unable to break through and deliver the forceful showing that he needed. And yet, in the big debate that they had over health care, Biden was, you know, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, Joe Biden, he may stumble over his words. He may use references that are 40 years old, like record player.
Turn on your record player.
Turn on your record player.
At least he didn't say Victrola.
And yet, when it comes to citing facts and figures and citing knowledge, Biden is clearly the most professional one on the stage. Now, in the debate about health care, he absolutely questioned, I hesitate to use the word tore into, but he absolutely questioned Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And he said to Elizabeth Warren, you are proposing a program that is going to cost $32 trillion over 10 years. How are we going to get the money for that? And then Biden said, you know, if you took the entire budget of the Pentagon and if you eradicated that, that would give you enough money to pay for 4 months of your Medicare for all. So that's the thing with Biden. He can cite the facts, the figures in the discussion on foreign policy. Joe Biden, what he headed what the Foreign Relations Committee for years. Again, when you're talking foreign policy, Biden is able to cite issues and leaders, et cetera, around the world.
But isn't he tarnished to some extent by questions over whether he or his son benefited financially from their dealings in China and the Ukraine?
He's been tarnished, and yet, Joe, every single article, every single commentator you hear will tell you absolutely that there was no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of Joe Biden.
But how do they know? Did they conduct a thorough investigation?
Well, see, there you go, Joe. What are you going to believe?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. I mean, you know, we talked before we went on the air. I believe in fairness. Joe Biden may be completely innocent. He may be as white as the driven snow. But the problem is, every time the media says something about him, they always say unsubstantiated, unproven, with no evidence. But they don't give the president that same treatment. It, automatically, a Democrat levels a charge against the president. It might as well be cast in stone or cast in bronze.
Okay. Number one, we're jumping from one subject to another.
No, we're on the subject of fairness.
Well, okay. The thing is, you can read article after article that will say that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden exonerated, no evidence of wrongdoing. Even the current prosecutor in the Ukraine says there was no evidence of wrongdoing.
And they also say there was no quid pro quo.
That's right. No, that's coming from the Trump people saying there was.
No, that's coming from the former Ukrainian and the president of the Ukraine saying there was no quid pro quo.
Well, number one, the former prosecutor.
So we don't believe him, but we believe.
The former prosecutor in the Ukraine, Shokin, everyone, and I mean everyone, saw him for the corrupt official that he was. It wasn't just Joe Biden that went over there and wanted to get rid of Shokin. It was the entire Obama administration. It was the World Monetary Fund. It was anti-corruption forces in the Ukraine. So Shokin was clearly, if you want to go and do your own investigation, you may do that.
Well, unless you want to believe that the reason they were all opposed to him is that he was investigating Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Okay, you see, then where is this discussion supposed to resolve itself? It's not going to resolve itself.
It doesn't. It's circular. It's a circular firing squad.
Okay.
We're all shooting at each other. But the question remains, should the president be given fairness? And I'll go back to the impeachment thing. Nancy Pelosi is absolutely correct. There is no obligation to have a vote in the full House of Representatives. But it's been done every time before. And the reason she doesn't want to do that is she's trying to protect the freshman congressman elected in districts that went solidly for Trump in the 2016 election. Now, that's not being fair to the president. Plus the fact they're taking all this testimony behind closed doors, and the only thing coming out are the leaks from the Democrats, because they're the only ones allowed to ask the questions.
Well, I don't know about that, because I have heard reports that, yes, they are the testimony is being delivered behind closed doors. There's a reason for that. It's so these people can't get together after their testimony and try to make sure their stories line up. But I have heard reports from reliable commentators that absolutely the Republicans on these committees are certainly asking their questions.
Not allowed to present. But the president isn't allowed to take part by having his attorneys present. He isn't allowed to question witnesses or to present witnesses to testify.
I don't know exactly how the whole impeachment or impeachment inquiry process is supposed to go. But at some point, obviously, even McConnell has said there will be a trial in the Senate. And I would imagine at that point, anything that the administration wants to present will be presented. Now, as far as whether or not there's been a vote, the point is there's an impeachment inquiry going on. Whether there's a vote to authorize an inquiry or not, there's an impeachment inquiry going on. And you cite the meetings behind closed doors and how god-awful that is. My gosh, Joe, you got the whole Trump administration that's trying to tell this one and that one, no, you're not going to testify. No, we're not going to respond to this.
Why is he doing that? He's doing that because there's no formal vote. If you put it on the record and say this is a formal vote of the House of Representatives to conduct an impeachment inquiry into President Trump, and he doesn't cooperate, then I've got a problem with him.
Well, that's great if you've got a problem with it, Joe. You know, you're Joe McGranahan living in Shamokin Dam. You think that if they actually took a vote to authorize it, that Donald Trump and his lapdog who runs the Justice Department would say, okay, now we're going to cooperate. Baloney! Baloney. This is how you know, Joe, how Trump operates. Stonewall. Stonewall. You know, if he could stonewall on the southern border the way he has in this inquiry, then he'd have that.
But he has stonewalled because it's not an official vote of the House of Representatives.
No.
Yes.
He has stonewalled because that's what Donald Trump does.
And did Bill Clinton stonewall?
No, not particularly.
Oh, no, yeah, he was right out there in the open. Oh, yeah, come on in. I didn't have sex with this woman.
That is not stonewalling. That is just denying.
That's lying, isn't it?
Well...
Wasn't that lying?
Let's discuss...
Well, we're talking about impeachment and how impeachment proceedings are handled. In the past, have they been before the Intelligence Committee or have they been before Judiciary?
I have no idea.
Judiciary.
Okay, great.
Because they were out in the public.
But I will tell you this, when Bill Clinton was the president and they were impeaching him, he continued to be the president.
Trump is still the president.
Oh, that's right. He has continued to be the president. He has lied to our allies. He has put Kurdish fighters in harm's way. He has outraged the world by his erratic foreign policy. That's the degree of being president that Donald Trump is.
So the world is outraged?
I would say so.
You would? I wouldn't.
You know, I would say that in the view of the world, Joe, Donald Trump has essentially destroyed America's credibility. If we had nothing else, the world knew that. When America says something, America keeps its
word. And when President Obama drew a line in the sand and then let everybody cross it and did nothing about it, that's not destroying our reputation around the world?
That was a mistake as president.
Oh, okay. That was just a mistake. Okay.
Well,
but the president,
it was a bad mistake.
With President Trump, it's something worse.
And now we see Donald Trump go on television and say, hey, if the Russians want to go into Syria, that's fine. Well, all they're going to find up there is sand. Let them play in the sand. Once again, he has put...
He said, let him play in the sand. Well, I didn't hear that.
Yes. If he didn't say, let him play in the sand, he said, that's all that's up there is sand.
But, you know darn well that the liberal left for years has said we shouldn't be fighting all these wars. So finally we have a president who says, I agree with you. I'm the one that has to send these young, go out to Andrews Air Force Base and see these young men brought back in body bags.
And then with the snap of a finger, he just pulls American forces, pulls them back.
But he said he was going to do it. He announced a long time ago that he wanted to stop fighting these endless wars.
They have all said that. And there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, Joe. We all want to get...
the right way to do it to just do it?
No.
Why not? If we could talk about it for years, that's all we do is talk.
Because
here's a guy who wants to do something about it.
Because you know yourself, Joe, it's just like running any kind of a business or taking care of your car. You don't just all of a sudden snap your fingers and say, okay, that's it.
Gee, Cindy, I'm sorry. We only got about a minute and a half left, but you're welcome to it, and you're welcome to call back after the news if you want to finish your comment.
Well, I just want to say, first, I appreciate President Trump withdrawing our troops. They were put there 10 years ago for a month, and now it's 10 years later. It's not our job to stand between conflicting people all across the world. That's just ridiculous. And if the world, as it was just put on the air, is so outraged, feel free to saddle up your soldiers, your Navy, your Air Force, and send them right in there. But no, you don't see them doing that, do you? Because they're no fools. And we've been foolish in extending ourselves this way all across the world at the expense of our own people and our own treasure, and it's time to put a halt to it. So I thank President Trump for withdrawing from Syria. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. You make an interesting point. And one of our texters says, your guest is drinking the lefty liberal Kool-Aid. Biden is corrupt. Bottom line, Biden should have never been on the stage. His donors are showing you he is done. The media is also being exposed. Stephen, I'll be back after the news. We invite your calls and comments, and you can agree with us or disagree with us. That's what we're here for. You're listening to On the Mark and WKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Gary Nunn, remembering Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died this morning in Baltimore following a number of health challenges and issues. He was 68. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
He was one of the most dedicated men that I knew, who fought for democracy He fought for civil rights.
Cummings served in Congress for 23 years, a voice for the poor, the right to vote, at a committee hearing earlier this year appealing for support in efforts to pass voting rights legislation.
Voting is crucial, and I don't give a damn how you look at it. There are efforts to stop people from voting. That's not right.
Cummings was a key figure in the House Oversight Committee impeachment investigation of President Trump, and Baltimore Mayor Jack Young calls him one of the most gifted crusaders for social justice. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President Pence on damage control, having arrived in Turkey to meet with President Erdogan, trying to persuade him for a ceasefire in northern Syria. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
This entire mission is a scramble put together to mitigate the fallout from the president's quick decision to pull out, which paved the way for that Turkish invasion.
Developments now in the battle over Brexit. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing a new deal based on free trade to get Britain out of Europe by October 31st.
Now is the moment for us to get Brexit done and then together to work on building our future partnership.
But to opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn,
the deal he's proposed is heading Britain in the direction of a deregulated society with a sell-off of national assets to American corporations.
All 28 EU states have to approve the deal, and it's not at all clear Boris Johnson has the votes to get it through Parliament when lawmakers meet on Saturday. Gary?
Rates of suicide and homicide among young Americans climbing. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Gary, suicide rates rose 56% for 10 to 24-year-olds for the decade that ended in 2017. The homicide rate also up, but by much less, 23% during the first 7 years, then 18% after that. The Centers for Disease Control says suicides moved ahead of homicides around 2010. They're now the second leading cause of death for young adults. Unintentional deaths like car crashes or drug overdose first. Gary?
The month-long strike by UAW members against General Motors could be ending, the union reporting a tentative deal. UAW leaders will vote on it later today.
We're confident they were there doing the best job they could for us for the last 31 days, so we're confident in our leadership.
So S&P futures are up 10 points, Dow futures up 68. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
One mom is trying to make her son's Halloween a better experience. CBS's Matt Piper reports on her efforts, and they're paying off.
Omyris Taylor posted about her 3-year-old son on Facebook, explaining that he has nonverbal autism and trick-or-treating has been difficult for them in the past. Last year, she said, she had to explain at every house for 5 blocks that her son was not going to say trick-or-treat because he's nonverbal. She says she's now trying out a blue bucket for her son to raise awareness and get the word out. Countless people online are now informed that children with blue Halloween buckets may be nonverbal. Last year, Autism Speaks also recommended children with autism use those blue buckets. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today visited several northern towns devastated by Typhoon Hagibis, promising residents support for a quick recovery. Rescue and relief efforts for stranded or missing people in mountain villages still going on. The death toll 77 and climbing. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back. That was an editorial comment from Steve. Right before we went on, I said, in another 50 minutes of raucous entertainment, his response was wretched. So hey. Perhaps that was an editorial comment.
We'll try to make
we'll
it
find
lively.
Out. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, and you can build a Ford car or truck to your specifications. Click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver package. And remember, the Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. And they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. Open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturdays from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. A quick look at the news headlines. A Sunbury man was arrested after a domestic incident which led to allegedly abusing a 2-year-old girl. The incident occurred Wednesday just after 11 a.m. at a home at 244 Linker Avenue in Sunbury. Court papers say 28-year-old Jeremy Crumbine is accused of shoving his 2-year-old daughter. The incident occurred when Crumbine, a woman, and the child were in bed, and the child had her legs in his face and pushed them downward. That incident led to an argument between Crumbine and the woman. Then the woman asked Crumbine to change the child's diaper, which led him to grabbing the child with one arm and throwing the child on a couch. The woman then told Crumbine she was taking the child and leaving, and he refused to let her take the child. Crumbine was taken into custody and faces a felony count of endangering the welfare of children and other charges. He is jailed on $150,000 cash bail. What do you do to lower traffic volume in Lewisburg is now the work of the borough and a citizens' committee. They now know that more than 10,000 vehicles travel down Market Street in Lewisburg on any given day. That fact was presented at the final public meeting of the Market Street Corridor Transportation Study. The study was conducted by the firm of Traffic Planning and Design. Ben Guthrie, engineer and TPD project manager, presented data from the traffic study, which was conducted on April 11th along Market Street between Route 15 and the Lewisburg River Bridge at Water Street. The borough and a citizens' committee will now work on coming up with solutions. The presentation was held Wednesday evening at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. You can read more about the findings of the traffic study at our website at WKOK.com. And natural gas industry groups say President Donald Trump will give the keynote remarks at their annual conference in the battleground state of Pennsylvania next week. Trump's appearance next Wednesday at Pittsburgh's Shale Insight Conference comes as hydraulic fracturing is emerging as an issue in the 2020 presidential campaign. The conference is a friendly place for Trump. He delivered remarks there in 2016, and organizers say he recognizes the industry's significance. Pennsylvania's natural gas boom has led to the construction of a massive ethane refinery northwest of Pittsburgh that was the site of a rally by Trump in August. The president touted the economic benefits of fracking, which have extended not just to Pennsylvania, but also to neighboring West Virginia and Ohio. That's our look at the news headlines. I'm back here with Steve Kushaloff. We have a couple of texts we must read. One says, my, Steve is a mind reader. He knows exactly what Trump would do if there actually was an impeachment vote. I guess Steve didn't do so well when Trump released the Ukrainian phone call transcript, laughing out loud. Why is Steve such a warmonger, wanting our troops fighting another country's civil war? So you're a warmonger?
Well, you know, Joe, it didn't take too long for the cliches to come out, and I have to thank Cindy for presenting us with the cliche, essentially saying that America should not be policeman to the world, just
as a sentiment I've heard many on the left express many, many times.
Be that as it may, Joe, it is still a cliche, and it's just an easy way for people to excuse any kind of conflict that is not directly within the confines of the United States. I will tell you, I'm going to give you one quote, Joe, and I want you to write this down and put it in your wallet. America thrives and is a safer place in a stable world. And we are a far more stable world when we are positioned around the world and helping to keep the peace. You know, there, I got three takeaways from this Trump action over in Syria. Number one, the move to pull back or pull out American troops. Number one, it adds to Russia's influence. According to the Times, the Kurdish forces, they've now announced a new deal with the Syrian government, and Syria is essentially backed by Russia. So, you know, once again, Vladimir Putin looks at this action by Trump and gets a big grin on his face and says, here we go.
So, in other words, he's delighted that he's going to be sucked into the quagmire that's been over there for all these years.
Do you think Vladimir Putin cares about a quagmire?
I do think he does, because look what happened to the Russians in Afghanistan. They stuck their foot in there and they got their foot chopped off.
Well, they fouled up. There's no doubt about it.
And what makes you think they won't foul up again? Maybe the president's really a stable genius.
Well, let's talk about stable, because that is exactly Vladimir Putin's goal, which is to create instability around the world. He knows instability can lead to trouble for America, which trouble for America is always a plus for Vladimir Putin.
But it may well be that the Russians get their toe stubbed again here. You know, the president has, I think, certainly has the right to make these decisions. The president is given almost complete authority for deciding what our foreign policy should be.
Well, I don't think anyone's disputing whether or not he has the right. I mean, you know, if he wants to jump off the top of the Empire State Building and flap his arms,
why not
he
give
can
him
do that too.
Why not give him the benefit of the doubt? Maybe he knows something we don't know. I'm not saying that he does, okay, but I'm just saying maybe he's made a decision based on information we don't have.
You're right. And so you're suggesting that I, Steve Kushiloff, give him the benefit of a doubt. Because there was a vote taken in the House of Representatives yesterday, as you know, Joe.
Right.
And by a huge margin, Democrats and Republicans did not give him the benefit of the doubt, and they condemned this action by the president.
I don't think he should have pulled out. I mean, I will agree with that.
Joe, give him the benefit of the doubt.
But I am. I'm just saying. I'm not willing to say I think he's... I'm saying I wouldn't have done it, but I'm not saying that he's wrong for having done it. That's the difference between us. You're saying he's wrong for having done it. I'm saying I wouldn't have, but maybe he knows something I don't know.
Okay. Mostly what I'm saying is that everything I have read and heard indicates that others believe that he was wrong to do it. In fact, we've got the Secretary of State and the Vice President of the United States over in Turkey right now trying to undo what the damage that Trump has done. They are trying to meet with Erdogan.
They are meeting with him.
I don't know if they're actually meeting with him or not, because
he said he only wanted to meet with Trump.
Well, you know, 2 days ago, Erdogan, what was reported was that Erdogan was not going to meet with them. I just saw a report on the internet, and if it's on the internet, we know it's true, that the letter that Trump sent to Erdogan took the letter and threw it in the bin. Anyway, let's continue with
We have some calls coming in.
Great.
We have one call on the line, one coming in. We'll take the one that came in first. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, I look back, getting in all these battles and police fronts. I look back to Vietnam. How did that work out, Steve? I thought we learned our lesson to not get involved trying to solve the problems of the world, the Middle East.
Another country, and civil war.
Right. Okay, do we get involved in this? After Vietnam, I honestly thought we'd never do this stupidity again. And here we are getting involved in the world. We got in Iraq, and I'm proud to say I did not support the Republican Party on going into Iraq.
Well,
and I wasn't even sure about Afghanistan.
But
some of my friends in the military told me that was all right, but that didn't turn out so good either.
There are two things, two things. One thing, one of our strongest allies is located in the Middle East, and I'm speaking of Israel. So that's one reason that I think America is probably more involved than we would like to be in the Middle East, because to protect Israel, which is one of our strongest allies. The second thing is, ever since September of 2001, terrorism is probably the greatest threat facing the world. And like it or not, terrorism, the hotbed, the center of terrorism, is the Middle East. You know, Vietnam, we weren't getting terrorists from Vietnam blowing up our buildings, et cetera, et cetera. So those are two reasons why we are involved in the Middle East.
And here's the thing we caused by us going into Iraq. We caused a lot of the terrorists. We caused ISIS to form by us going in there. And we still have Al-Qaeda. We have the Taliban. And ISIS is still a little group yet. We didn't eliminate them completely. We eliminated the caliphate over there that was created by us. And so we didn't eliminate them. Enemies are still around. And if we'd have, in fact, they would have, if the FBI would have followed through on the report they got from a lower person in the agency, they knew this attack was going to happen on the towers. We'd have never got involved in all the in that whole Iraq and Afghanistan, but it wasn't the higher ups in the FBI didn't take the information. They discounted it. They knew that attack was going to happen in 2001.
Okay.
So,
to some degree, Dan, I think you've kind of answered your own question. You cited Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and ISIS.
But the ISIS was formed after we went in there, and we didn't have to go into Iraq at all.
You mean the junior varsity, as President Obama called them?
Right.
Yeah. And
now
the thing is,
over there in Iraq, we went in, and we could have got a couple of them big leaders over there without even going in. But we went in, and these groups formed after we went in.
Right.
Especially ISIS. They grew because of the hate for the United States.
Okay, hey,
they
Dan,
grew out of that.
We're going to have to move along. We have other callers pending.
Anyway, we didn't. I support the president. If he, any place he can get us out of the Middle East is good. We're never going to solve the problems of the Middle East.
You got that right. Hey, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. We've got another caller pending. We've got some texts and emails. One of our emailers says, WKOK is not missing a beat. The guest is comical, just like Mark, with his lefty beliefs. Love this show. On the Mark can be named a little to the left. Joe not included. We'll take that break, and then we'll be right back with Chris. Hang on. You're on the Mark.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth.
The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
It's Northumberland Hearing Center's Fall Open House, October 21st to November 1st. No-cost hearing exams, free demos, free benefit checks, and more. Call 473-1200.
Hi, this is Ethan from Northumberland Hearing Center. We hope you or your loved one joins us for this fall event. We offer 0% in-house financing and offer a 45-day, 100% money-back guarantee. We stand behind our work, and we stand behind the products we fit.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
Northumberland Hearing Center.
Take your hunting or target shooting to the next level at Geyser Guns in Sunbury. Firearms from all the brands you know, like Browning, Benelli, Weatherby, Winchester, Kimber, and more. Targets, lead shot, ammo, and accessories including loophole scopes. Geyser Guns has it all. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the best firearm and accessories for your next great shot, plus great prices on the ammunition you need to nail that target. Visit Geyser Guns, 170 Lanker Avenue in Sunbury today.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson Fall Fling Show and Shine is Saturday, October 19th, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson.
So make your plans now. Ride on into Vreeland's Route 11 Bloomsburg for the motorcycle and on-road 4x4 Show and Shine. Free food, prizes, no purchase necessary, seasonal riding specials, and more.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson.
See you Saturday, October 19th, 10 a.m. till 3.
Ride.
Vreeland's. Montour Boulevard, Route 11 Bloomsburg.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 72 months. That's more for less on E-MAX 20S, 20S Cab, and MAX 26 XLT Shuttle HST, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
See us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff, and Chris has been patiently waiting. Chris, you're on the mark.
I'll wait till the music dies down. There we go. First of all, Trump didn't have any extra information. He hadn't even discussed it with the military to withdraw the troops. He did it all on his own for some reason after talking to Turkey.
Well, he's a, don't forget now, Donald Trump is a
stable... I don't want to
forget. No, Donald Trump is a stable genius, number one, and during his campaign for presidency, didn't he tell us that he was smarter than all the generals?
Well, of course he is. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Just ask Dan.
Well, Joe's been sitting here telling me all morning that we got to listen to Trump.
Prosecutor in the Ukraine who was doing the Biden thing was driving a $10,000 Land Cruiser registered to the Russian who was in charge, to the Ukrainian who was in charge of the pro-Russian troops in the Civil War. He also is connected to the corrupt billionaire that's under house arrest in Austria. Where we were trying to get him extradited, but that slowed down since Barr became Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And he's connected to Putin, and that's where Giuliani has been going to get his phony stories on the issue.
So the prosecutor you're speaking of, was that Shokin, the one that...
Okay. Kukuk, I think his name is.
Okay. I'm not sure.
I get him confused.
What flavor is this Kool-Aid again?
Hey, you can look at the facts, Joe, but you don't.
Or we could drink the leftist Kool-Aid. Yeah,
there's no Kool-Aid involved.
No, there is not.
solid reporting.
Right. And
just
And
just read a few newspapers.
Yeah, and if you do read the newspapers, you will see that the Ukrainian issue, as well as the pullback of American forces, they are related. And why is everything that Trump does intended to strengthen Russia?
But, you know, you guys realize that what you do...
NATO, the Turkey thing...
Mm-hmm. What you guys do is you read the left-wing stuff and you absolutely believe every bit of it. It's absolutely correct. But somebody contradicts you or comes up with another viewpoint, you know, we don't believe that. That's not us. That's not right.
You know, what you're speaking of Fox News, go ahead, Chris.
It's not left-wing stuff, Joe. It's the facts. They just seem left-wing to you. It's good, solid reporting.
Just
all
like
the information's available. Go look for it.
Just like ABC yesterday in their reporting, the videos they showed that were actually shot in the United States, and they're purporting them to be over in Turkey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Google it. You'll find out.
I will, but that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. Look at the Times reporting from 2 days ago.
That's what we're talking about, reporting, and whether or not it's always accurate.
Yes, Joe. It is.
Right. It's always
accurate.
Because
it's self-checking. When the Times makes a mistake, they correct it as soon as possible. When Trump makes a misclaim, he just repeats it. You know that. Don't give me that malarkey.
Check out ABC.
And
they
told you several times, you were talking earlier in the show about the vote for the inquiry for impeachment. I've explained to you that the president's lawyers don't get to operate in the House hearings.
They would if there was a formal vote.
I don't believe they did in any of the impeachment inquiries.
You don't believe, but you don't know. Check it out.
Well,
you'll find
you're wrong.
I tried
to find it, and I can't get any results on the Google saying they did. So that's as much as I can do. You try to do better, okay? You didn't try, did you?
Yes, I did. There are books. If you read some history books, you will find out how the proceedings have been handled in the past, and they're not being handled that way now.
In certain aspects, but there's also different situations. For instance,
what makes this situation different? It's an impeachment inquiry.
Can I say? The first of all, you complain it's in the Intelligence Committee.
Right.
That's because the Intelligence Committee is authorized to hear stuff, secrets that other committees aren't allowed to hear
behind closed doors, and then
those lines.
And every leak, every day, there's another leak coming out from the testimony that the president doesn't have a chance to question or to refute.
I haven't heard many leaks.
Oh, every day there's a leak. There's a story comes out. Sources close to us tell us so and so said such and such.
Where they're coming from and what you mean by a leak. First of all, the representatives, the Democratic representatives that I've heard, have only talked about it in a general way, without specifics.
There was a story this morning.
The Republicans are able to do that same thing if they want to. If there was anything that favored their side,
but because
they could.
Because it's in front of the Intelligence Committee, anything that gets leaked reportedly is a crime.
No, it's not.
Well, that's some of your great reporting.
It reveals the national secrets.
That was on CBS the other night.
But witnesses, I don't think, are forbidden to say what they were asked or what they answered. So anything coming from them isn't a leak. It's just somebody saying
then let me ask you this, then, Chris,
were asked and what they answered.
And if that's the case, why not have it in front of an open panel?
Because some of it is, and because it's more, they don't... Schiff put out a letter on that yesterday.
You're dancing around so
fast. I said 2 days before anybody else had talked about it.
Boy, you should be on Dancing with the Stars, Chris. I mean, literally, you're shifting around here so fast, my mind's blown.
I'm trying to explain it to you, Joe, if you'll be quiet for a second. He said that the reasons they're doing it is they don't want witnesses, they don't want people who are coming later to hear what the witnesses said to them specifically. That way they can't take any leads from what they hear from the previous testimony about what line to take.
I made the same point.
That was one reason.
And
another reason is this hasn't been investigated. As far as doing the inquiry for impeachment, this hasn't been investigated by a special counsel or previous hearings. And to do nobody ever did the investigation with an inquiry before the investigation had taken place.
But they've all been done with a vote by the House. They've all been done by a vote of the House committee, or the House as a whole, to conduct a formal impeachment proceeding, which Nancy Pelosi will not do. She will not do it.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hang on. I told you
yesterday.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Or not?
You're on. No, you are.
I keep hearing clicks.
Well, that's because I accidentally hit a button and I didn't want to disconnect the next caller. We're going to have to ask
you
to wrap up.
You're getting me all confused.
Well, we have another caller coming.
I did tell you yesterday that it was in October they started the House impeachment inquiry in a committee against, I think that was the Nixon one. And they didn't pass an inquiry for the whole House until February.
But Nixon resigned.
That's normal procedure.
Nixon resigned.
They have a several month gap in there.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move on. We have another call, but thanks. We always appreciate your calls, Chris, even though you always argue with me. Go ahead.
Try to check that out, Joe. I'm serious.
There was a gap there. Okay.
There was. It's not different than normal.
And you check out that ABC story for me, okay?
I will. I'll be glad to, but I doubt if it has anything to do with what we're talking about right now.
Oh, it does, buddy. It does. Thanks a lot, Chris. Lance, you're on the mark.
Okay. Isn't it amazing that up till now, all we heard from the Democrats about the Mideast was stay out, stay out, stay out. And now it's stay in, stay in, stay in. Isn't that just amazing, though?
I don't think it's accurate, but go ahead.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Oh, really? That's all it was? I mean, take through the Bush years, every time they tried to do something over there, it was all wrong. We don't belong there, and we didn't. I had to agree with them.
Well, there's a couple of generalities in there you're making, Lance, but you go right ahead.
Bush got us into a war, all these wars we don't need. I mean, that was the theme and the crying song from the left for years.
And you know, when George H. H.W. Bush went into Iraq, you did not hear the Democrats saying, oh, no, we shouldn't do that. When George H.W. Bush invaded, based on defending Kuwait. Am I getting that right, Joe? Okay. He was supported by the Democrats.
But he cut it short. He didn't get rid of Saddam Hussein because the Democrats were starting to complain.
No. Right. Oh, I love it. God, we're going
to... Oh,
we're gonna,
yeah.
He did not go in. That was his decision, and it was... Whether you like it or not, it was his decision. And sure, I'm sure some Democrats didn't like it, and I'm sure some Republicans didn't like it. But H.W. Bush realized this is just going to go on endlessly. We have reached our objective.
Hence
so
President
that's the
Trump's
end of
point.
It.
It's going to go on endlessly. So what do we do?
Hi, Vey.
All of the men that I knew that fought in Desert Storm, they all said the same thing, and that was, man, we didn't do it enough, we'll be back. And they were. And it's just crazy. Well, besides George H. Bush, after that, it was stay out of the place, stay out of the place, right? And now that finally we're getting out of the place, now they don't like that either.
There are ways to get out, and there are ways to get out. You know, if you're going to break up your marriage, do you simply pack a suitcase and walk out, or do you sit down with your spouse and say, you know, this is not working out. We need it to go in a different direction.
Well,
you obviously never heard of bad divorces.
I mean, I've seen situations where that was the best thing to do.
Well, now, see, the two of you guys are contradicting yourself. Joe, sitting right here, says that would be a bad divorce to simply pack a suitcase.
No, no,
and walk
I said
out.
Some are so bad that's what you have to do. That was my point.
Yeah, but you used the phrase. You used the phrase bad divorce.
I said you've never heard of a bad divorce, which would mean somebody who wanted to get out and fast.
And that's a bad divorce. Now, at least Lance gives the indication that he believes the way to get out of a bad marriage is you sit down and you work it out.
But in theory, unless you're watching War of the Roses, nobody's going to die as a result of that divorce.
Hopefully.
But, you know, in this case, American soldiers are dying.
That's right. And so there's, you know, nobody, Democrat or Republican, nobody wants to be fighting endless wars, but there are ways to end a war, and there are right ways to end conflict and wrong ways to end conflict.
Okay, and explain to me a good way to end conflict, and give me an example of one that worked.
Well, one way to that would have been a little more logical in this case that's happening now. You know, right now we've got Pompeo and Pence over in Turkey.
No, I'm asking you to give me a good example of the right way to end a war that worked.
No, for your first question was...
But the one that's important is this one.
Let's see. A good way to end a war that worked? Well, how about the Civil War when we had Lee?
We won. We beat him into the ground.
Oh, yeah, but we still had Lee and...
No, I'm talking about ending one in the middle of it, you know, exactly the same situation where there's a right way and a wrong way. You're telling me there's a right way to do it? I'm asking you for an example of how that worked.
Joe, I haven't memorized every armed conflict.
And let me tell you why that is, because there's never been one that fits that criteria.
Because there's a lot of... How did World War One? How did that come to an end?
Back in the 1700s, we probably had some decent ways to do it because we had treaties and we treated each other with respect. We respected our enemies to some extent, the French and the English. They didn't just chop people's heads off. They didn't commit genocide. But we're in an entirely different world now, and those kind of behaviors don't work anymore.
Well, I thank you for giving me an example anyway, back in the 1700s. But my point that I was trying to make, we have now sent our Secretary of State and the Vice President over to Turkey to sit down with Erdogan and try to rework this conflict, this attack that's going on. You know, maybe if we had done that, 6 months ago, then you wouldn't have the situation you have right now.
Okay, Lance, you got the last word, buddy.
Well, before the whole thing started, Trump and the top dog in Turkey conferred, and the Turkish fellow assured our president that they wouldn't do what they are doing now. So now they're going over to see why they did what they said they weren't going to do.
But I mean, let's face it, if that's the case, and I'm going to have to agree with Steve on this one, Erdogan has been unstable since day one, and if we trust him, that's on us.
Yeah, well, okay, agree with that, but this is what I'm saying. Trump got rolled on that one.
Yeah, but a smart guy would admit he got rolled on it and do something about it. Now, in his case, he wrote them a tough letter. A very tough letter, which he tried to share with Nancy Pelosi yesterday, and she turned it over and placed it face down on the table rather than read it.
And according to the report that I read this morning, don't know if it's accurate, but according to the report that I read this morning, Erdogan got the letter and threw it in the bin.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay, Lance, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of our emailers says, so we have a host and a caller considering the times to be relevant. Chris is in denial about what ABC did with the Kentucky gun range video. If he was truly informed, as he implies, he would darn well know of it. Okay, there, that puts Chris in his place. One of our other emailers says, you said we are safer. How many people died in one day here in America? Safer? If we go to battle on another country's land, I guess on land, America is made safe? I don't think so. You are so wrong. So, Steve, you're so wrong.
Okay, so I was trying. Let me respond to this, because before I was interrupted several minutes ago, I was trying to give you a couple of takeaways, my takeaways from this situation in northern Syria. One of those takeaways, Joe, as you know, is that we've got ISIS supporters breaking out of prison. Now, the latest number that I heard is 750. So tell me, Joe, do you think we are safer with 750 ISIS prisoners now running free than we were when they were at least being held? Do you think we are safer when we are creating an environment where...
But who let them loose? The Kurds.
I don't know who let them
loose.
Well,
that's the story. The Kurds let them loose.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to verify that, Joe. It doesn't... All I know is...
Oh, you're going over there yourself?
If that's the only way, I was going to rely on go online and do it, but I don't know if that's the way to do it. You know, regardless... Because the other thing the Kurds have now done, out of necessity, is they've made a deal, apparently, with Syria, who is backed by Russia. The thing is, Joe, the bottom line is this action over in northern Syria created a hotbed of instability.
Yeah, no argument.
And we are not safer in an environment of instability.
Well, it depends on what comes out the other end. Sometimes stability comes from instability, and we work our way through these problems. But that may or may not be the case. We have two calls pending, lots of emails, but we've got to take one quick break. So Al and Bill, hang on. We'll be right with you.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
It's time to paint the valley pink with the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Business owners, you can show your support for breast cancer awareness by painting your store or business pink for the month of October. If you send us a picture of your display, you could win a $2,500 radio advertising package for your business. Visit WKOK.com and click on the link to find the rules and how you can enter. Entries must be received by October 18th. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 25th at 8:30 a.m. Decorate your business and help us paint the valley pink with News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Central Susquehanna Valley is full of fascinating people, great businesses and organizations, and each has a story to tell. Our job at In Your Neighborhood is to shine a spotlight on these stories. So join us as we crisscross the region, talking to your neighbors or visiting that nearby business you've always wanted to know about. We'll learn a lot and have a little fun along the way. Watch IYM with me, Chris O'Rourke, on SECV8 Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 1 and 4:30 p.m. SECV8, exclusively on Cirrus Electric Cablevision.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Cirrus Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Dotson swings at far side, 40, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Penn State!
Penn State football is sponsored by Blaze Alexander Ford, Carpet Man, Mifflinburg Auto Sales, Glick Associates, Mifflinburg Hotel, Scarlet D, and Lewisburg Hotel. It's the Whiteout and Beaver Stadium with the Nittany Lions in Michigan. Kickoff Saturday set for 7:30 on at 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Matt McLoyne, and our high school football roundtable today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. We have two calls pending. We'll take them in the order in which they arrive, and that means Al gets to go first, and Bill will be second. Al, you're on the mark.
Well, to me, wars is a nasty, awful, horrible business, and what we were doing over there with our guys for the Kurds was more of a police action and a buffer zone. It wasn't, you know, all-out war. Because I can tell you from my education about war comes from a 96-year-old, a 92-year-old, and a 90-year-old. And all three of those men had to kill thousands. And they were in charge of killing thousands because they ran bombing missions. They sat behind machine guns. And they were on 16-millimeter guns in the Philippines and so on and so forth. And that's what war is about. I mean, and the Dems just can't handle the truth. That you don't fool around and play around in somebody else's backyard. The Kurds want to take their land from three different countries that were split up during the Second World War. And there's three different kinds of Kurds. There's a communist end of the Kurds, there's a moderate Kurds, and then there are terrorist Kurds. So the ones that we were in bed with were okay because they were helping us kill the terrorists. But they were the communist Kurds. And you know, when you start a war, you got to finish it. Not like what happened in Vietnam. Not like North Korea. We couldn't finish those wars, and we're still, you know, we're in an armistice or whatever that is with North Korea. And you get somebody in there like Trump that wants to clean this up, and I think he's got a clear vision, and he's probably talked to a lot of guys that are in their 90s now to get his information.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Al. We appreciate your call, as always. Take care. Bill, you're on the mark this morning from Bloomsburg.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Trump, bottom line is he don't want no American lives lost. Right? And he's gonna do it by sanctions, right? And whether he thinks it or not, and if it was a mistake, well, pulling him out initially, but in the end, when he turns around and he puts the sanctions on the Turkey leader is corrupt, and he's gonna have them like Iran, that the people, he's gonna hurt their country. He's gonna hurt them 1,000 times more. And then one American life. We're not going to lose no more soldiers. And that's what he wants. He wants these countries to be accountable for. He wants these corrupt leaders out. And like Turkey and Iran will starve their people like North Korea to try to run the whatever they do. And he wants them out. And Trump's going to cripple them.
And Assad's gassing his own people. Why should we get in the middle of that? You know, we can't force him to stop unless we take military action against him, and is that our place?
Yeah, and if you do the humanitarian thing, he goes in there and he blows up all their military sites like he did in Syria when they were gassing there. He went in and hit all the military sites. Yeah, there's going to be some civilians, but the bottom line is no American soldiers were lost.
Yeah. Well, it's a conundrum because, you know, on one hand, you don't want to see human rights abuses left unanswered. You know, the part of us that likes to consider ourselves to be fair and decent people doesn't want to see innocent civilians killed for no good reason or for any reason for that matter. But does that mean we risk American lives? Hmm? I'm sorry, what, Bill?
Trump changes on the fly. And if a policy or something he implements ain't going one way, he'll adapt. I mean, he'll adapt. He'll make it better for the Americans, you know. And he's doing that. And if these lefties would just let him go, this America would be outstanding. I mean, it would be great.
Well, I don't think they're going to let him go. I think they're going to continue to push this impeachment issue, even though they're doing it the wrong way.
Layers. And Pelosi just there's starting to trickle out that Pelosi's son was on the take too. So the layers are coming back, and I can't wait. I can't wait when he gets his second term, and if it goes the course, and I don't know what Steve's going to think when they start putting handcuffs on these guys like Comey and all these people. I mean, how's he going to feel about the lefties then?
Not a problem. If you don't mind living in a authoritarian dictatorship, if you don't mind it, I don't mind it either.
No, the corruption, the way they were corrupting and running this country.
Yeah, and how many of Giuliani's associates have just been arrested in the last week and a half for shenanigans over in the Ukraine?
And Trump will be the first one to throw them to the wolves because Trump's not corrupt.
Trump's not corrupt. That's great.
He's like Bill Belichick of football. Bill Belichick of football. He's going to do, and he's going to work within the rules, whether it be taxes or whatnot. He's gonna do what's legal, what he's allowed to do. But he's like the Bill Belichick of football.
Well, maybe that's not the best
analogy. Number one, like the Patriots, even though I don't like them.
Bill, maybe that's not the best analogy. Belichick's colored outside the lines a few times.
I mean, every football fan that I know of thinks Bill Belichick is the biggest cheater in the National Football League.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. That's for sure.
If you cheat,
and you know what?
Go ahead.
And they take care of their own. Trump's taking care of the Americans, bottom line.
I think mainly he's taking care of his children, but that's fine.
Americans.
Okay, yeah. Bill, thank you. I appreciate your comments as always. 1-800-795-9565. We have one more break to take. We'll take it. We've got some emails and some texts, and we invite your phone calls at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way let you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Riley's back. It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65-95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell Senator Pat Toomey to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
What would you like to be better at?
Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga.
According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
The Shikellamy Braves play on WKOK.
Brubaker reaches up, he's got it at the 2-yard line! Oh, what a catch!
Sponsored by UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, WNL Subaru, Carpetman, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Customized Tutoring Services, Lackawanna College. The Braves host the Shamokin Indians this Friday. Join Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie at 6:30 for the pregame with kickoff at 7.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan, Steve Kushiloff with you today. Tomorrow, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle will be here. We have some text messages we didn't get to and some emails we didn't get to, but the phone lines are open for the first time today. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number. Mike Bolig says, this is all arranged between Syria and Turkey to squeeze the Kurds into a cooperative and hold a large zone to bring a lot of Syrian refugees back into the Syrian territories. You guys are just swimming in the fake news. So what do you think? Are we swimming in it?
Every chance I get. I don't know about any of that stuff, but I tell you, in the space of just 90 minutes, you can hear more conspiracy theories and more information. Like, I never knew. One of our callers just said that Nancy Pelosi's son was being investigated. I didn't know that. I kind of doubt if it's true.
You heard it here first.
I guess so. Now, I'm sure if Bill's still listening, he's outraged and he's going to call back. But what did Than say? We got a letter.
Than says, I think your discussion. I guess he meant, I think your discussion proves without a doubt that we should not have gone into the Middle East the way we did. We on this despicable left that you think doesn't love the country kind of figured this would happen, and it did. When you broke it, you are obligated to try to fix it. Okay? So if you broke it, you're obligated to try and fix it. Does that mean we should have stayed in the Vietnam War because we broke that? Did we have an obligation to try and fix it?
Well,
somehow I don't think Than would believe that.
I think the point he's making, and which a lot of our callers have said, that by going into Iraq and staying there, as we did under George W. Bush, we did create a level of instability which has led to situations such as the rise of ISIS.
Well, we've made mistakes in the past. I mean, our foreign policy hasn't always been on the mark, if you will. I mean, it hasn't always been absolutely correct.
No.
Neither, and under any administration, Republican or Democrat. I think our presidents make the best decisions they can based on either their own feelings or the information they're given. But at the end of the day, they have to make the decision, and they have to live with the consequences.
Well, sure. And again, and I guess we're going to differ on this till the day we both say, forget it. It just seems to me that Donald Trump just makes these decisions based 95% on his own feelings, and the rest of it is based on what he thinks his base wants him to do.
But if that's, you know, elections have consequences. If that's what the American people voted for, then that's what they get.
Yeah, and, you know, our last caller
and the way
said,
to turn them out is at the polls, not at the impeachment box.
Well, we could debate that. Our last caller asked how I was going to feel when I'm led away in handcuffs after the next election. So,
no, I don't think that was his point.
Well, he used the words, Joe.
He said how they were putting handcuffs on them. He meant the Comeys, and he wasn't talking about you.
Oh,
he was talking
okay.
about Comey and Strzok and Page.
Right. We're going to lead them all away. And you know, then he says, and Trump's not corrupt. And my goodness, all you got to do is turn on the news, maybe even Fox News, and you will see the level of corruption is
So what's corrupt? What's corrupt?
Well, what we're seeing is, in the case of Giuliani, we're seeing these four.
No, you said Trump. What's Trump done that's corrupt?
The one thing that you have to question is, because this is just off the top of my head, why, you know, he's put his own kids in positions where they are taking leadership positions in the implementation of American policy.
Yeah, and Jack Kennedy put his brother in as Attorney General.
As Attorney General, and Jack and John Kennedy's brother had experience as the lawyer for a congressional committee.
Yes, and not a very good one, as a matter of fact.
Well, he was a good lawyer, but the committee, he was actually McCarthy's...
House on American Activities Committee.
Right. Okay. So it's just kind of ironic that we talk about these presidential... The last caller brings up Pelosi's son, and now the Republicans want Hunter Biden investigated. How about we investigate Ivanka Trump, and we investigate Donald Trump Jr., and we investigate Jared Kushner, people who Donald Trump on his own just handed them all security clearances.
But none of them are on any boards. None of them are making $100,000 a week for being on a board. Not one of them. That's not one of his kids.
So, Donald, you're right. Donald Trump Jr., whose father is a multi-billionaire, if you believe that, isn't getting $100,000 because to him it would just be chump change. But here they are sitting at the table in meetings with foreign leaders? Come on, Joe.
Why? A president can appoint anybody he thinks can help him, whether
Absolutely.
It's his family or whether it isn't.
Or whether it's you. He can appoint you.
I'm available. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. As always, tomorrow, Mark Lawrence here with Ben Reichle. Thank you so much for your participation on the program today. A lively day, and you made it happen. This is WKOK Sunbury. You've been listening to On the Mark.